And welcome back on Katy Country 94, Z96.3, and the Sports Ticket on Katy Country 94 and katycountry94.com. We're joined by Brandy Paul, head coach of the Beloit Lady Trojans. Coach, your team getting set for the 2017 volleyball season. Kind of taking a look the last couple years and really the last 3 or 4 years, you've had quite a bit of success on the courts. 2 years ago, you made it to the state tournament for the first time in school history. Last year, you came just one win short against a very, very good Heston team in the sub-state championship. As you kind of assess that and see what you've lost from that team, you did have 6 seniors that graduated last year. How difficult will it be to maybe match that success or to replace some of those seniors that you've lost from last year?
We had a really good group of seniors, losing them 6 seniors, but the year before we also lost 5 seniors, and mm-hmm. That year we made it to state, so we did rebound. That's one good thing is our JV has been successful over the years too, so it's prepared them for that varsity role, and I think that's what we got this year. Even though we return only 3 seniors, I got a good group of girls from that JV that are coming up, and I think they're ready. They've played a lot of volleyball this summer and have kind of gotten used to each other, so they're looking pretty good.
You talk about the 3 seniors that you have this year. They got a lot of experience a year ago with Lizzie Overmiller, as well as Sydney Johnson and Grace Morosis. Just 3 players that, like you said, have had a lot of success, whether it be varsity or JV, throughout their entire career. How much are you leaning on them for leadership this year?
We're leaning on them pretty big. But all 3 of them are huge leaders on the team. And, you know, Sid Johnson is returning a 2-time second-team All-State player. So that'll be huge for us. And, of course, you know, with her size is always big on that front line for us. But then Lizzie Overmiller is playing the back row libero for us. So that's huge. And that's, to me, the most important role on the team is that libero and leading and passing, because that's what sets up everything. And then Grace Morosis is just huge all around. She'll play all around the court, all 6 positions, and she plays a huge role for us this year, last year and this year.
When you look at this team so far and the practices that you've seen, what's the biggest thing that's standing out to you as a coach for what you look for at this point of the season?
Well, in this point of the season, we have this year losing Josie Wilson last year, that had been my setter for 4 years. Mm-hmm. Her first 2 years we played a 5-1, and then her last 2 years, or a 6-2, and then last 2 years we went to a 5-1 just because she was such, we had to have her on the court all the time. We're going back, we're changing that offense up back to a 6-2, so I'm pretty excited about that. We have, you know, had to make some adjustments because most of these girls have played a 5-1, and so they're getting used to that, getting used to the roles with that 6-2. But like I said, our season just didn't start two weeks ago. They put a lot of time and effort into the summer program and are handling it and, you know, taking it with stride. So.
Again, we're talking with Brandy Paul, the head coach of the Beloit volleyball team. Coach, getting set to start the season, you'll have Russell coming up next Tuesday. It'll be the opener as it usually is. I know that Russell's kind of been a team that's struggled a little bit in the past. They've had some years where they're a little bit better than not, but what do you expect to see from them this year, and what do you want to accomplish in that first doubleheader there on Tuesday?
Well, I think they'll be a little stronger. They had a new coach last year, and she's a good coach. They're more of a basketball school, it seems like. Mm-hmm. You know, they're always really good at basketball and seem to struggle at volleyball. But I expect we're going to have to be ready. We can't take anybody lightly in our league this year. From what I've seen this summer, everybody has improved, so we have to be ready. I fully expect them to be better than last year, just because you have to be ready for them all the time. They have a lot of good athletes in Russell, and if they, you know, they'll put it together on the volleyball court at some time, and I think this new coach has done a good job with them. So we're going to have to be ready to go.
Brandy Paul, head coach of the Beloit Lady Trojans here on the Sports Ticket on Katy Country 94. Coach, thanks for the time, and best of luck as you open out the season on Tuesday.
Thank you.